This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is again warning Israeli leaders against waging any major offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Biden says the United States will continue providing defensive arms to Israel, but in a CNN interview, the president said he would halt shipments of bombs and artillery shells in response to any major ground invasion of Rafah.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers.
Biden halted a weapons shipment to Rafah Tuesday after Israeli forces seized the border with Egypt despite ongoing ceasefire talks. White House officials say they were told the operation was limited and aimed at halting the flow of arms to Hamas. Another key border crossing into Gaza has been reopened, but NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Tel Aviv that the UN says aid deliveries have not been allowed to get through.
The head of the main UN agency in Gaza says that despite Israel's announcement that it's reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, no fuel or aid is getting into Gaza at all. Israel says it's investigating reports of shots fired at vehicles carrying Palestinian workers there. It didn't say who was responsible. Last week, Israeli settlers ransacked an aid convoy heading toward another Gaza crossing, and Hamas rockets have targeted Israeli soldiers near Kerem Shalom. That's what forced Israel to close the crossing last weekend after an attack that killed four Israeli soldiers. Israeli tanks have been bombarding the area around another crossing at Rafah to the east, which the UN official says has also been, quote, disastrous for the humanitarian response. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Georgia Court of Appeals has granted Donald Trump's request for oral arguments on his bid to disqualify the Georgia prosecutor overseeing his election interference case. Removing District Attorney Fannie Willis could significantly diminish chances that the case will go to trial this year. WABE Sam Greenglass has more from Atlanta.
In March, Fulton Judge Scott McAfee allowed D.A. Willis to remain on the case if the special prosecutor she'd been in a relationship with resigned. Trump and other defendants who first raised allegations of a conflict of interest appealed the decision. The appeals court must now hear and rule on the question within 2 terms, roughly 6 months from now. McAfee is unlikely to set a trial date before that time, meaning the case will almost certainly remain unresolved before the November election. Trump's also facing federal charges for attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss and for mishandling classified documents. Both of those cases have also been delayed. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Following Wednesday's mixed close, the Dow gained 172 points. Asian shares are mixed. This is NPR. First-term Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has failed to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Georgia Republican said she had a list of demands for Johnson to get in good favor with GOP hardliners. The vote to reject her motion was an overwhelming 359-43. Swiss-based Climeworks has opened a plant in Iceland to extract carbon dioxide from the air. As NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports, the company has received more than $500 million from the U.S. government for similar projects here.
Direct air capture uses engineering and lots of energy to pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Climeworks' new plant, called Mammoth, is powered by geothermal energy. After capturing CO2, it mixes it with water, COO Douglas Chan explains.
It's essentially a soda stream on steroids. And then at the very bottom, that's CO2, which has been dissolved in water.
That goes underground, where a chemical reaction turns the CO2 into rock. Climate groups caution that this energy-intensive tool is not a substitute for massive cuts in emissions. Camilla Domonoske, NPR News.
Bankrupt FTX says it has recovered enough assets to return nearly all the money owed to its customers and creditors. The bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange estimates it has up to $16.3 billion to give back. The plan is subject to court approval. Earlier this year, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison for massive fraud. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.